obviously government agencies are using YouTube, Facebook, and I have a case study of a political movement in California that actually started virtually with a Facebook fan page, and I think we're seeing more and more of these. Facebook allows information to virally spread through, and really, you know, the fan pages, and if you have budget, applications are seem to be the best way to really engage people. Just doing it very briefly, so I'll spend a little bit of time on LinkedIn and then I'll conclude. LinkedIn, there are more LinkedIn users than Twitter users. LinkedIn is the most popular professional networking platform. Obviously in North America, even in Europe, there is a professional networking European company called Zing, but LinkedIn actually has more European members than Zing does now. LinkedIn just opened offices in India, in Australia. If you're a business and you want to target an audience in India to place an ad, you can now do this through LinkedIn. So they are expanding globally. For many businesses, LinkedIn is very important because the average household income is a six-figure income. It's extremely wealthy demographic. It is said that an executive from every Fortune 500 company is represented on LinkedIn. And what LinkedIn is, the functionality is it's this huge database. But the database gives you the ability to not only find other people, but to also be found. It's about having an online identity. It's about plugging yourself or your company into the grid so that when someone is looking for you, as more and more people do, they find you. I mentioned that the social web is where we communicate and where we go for information. If people are going for information and your company or yourself do not exist on LinkedIn, you're missing out on opportunities. LinkedIn also has very, very powerful industry groups. And there are several hundred thousand groups. If you put in a keyword, you'll probably find a group that is relevant to your industry, and I'll show you some examples. There are Q&A forums, and there are companies that monitor the Q&A forums called LinkedIn Answers. As you monitor Twitter, I gave you the example of the Twitter beep, and when someone tweets LinkedIn book, I get an email. Well, you can do RSS feeds with the LinkedIn Answers, and there are companies that are finding business there because business people using LinkedIn are coming to LinkedIn Answers forum with their problems. And I have a number of examples in my book where, you know, I didn't know where to start in self-publishing. I didn't know what sort of services that I needed. And people were giving answers but also sharing information about their company. What PR service should I use? Was one question. You know, Business Wire, the LA sales executive actually put an answer in there saying you should really consider Business Wire and what have you. I went with PR Web anyway, but that's another story. But companies are now getting more and more active in there. And if you've ever had a question to ask a professional network, my wife and I were debating, do we need antivirus software for the computer? Well, why not ask the experts? I threw out a question, and I had 73 answers in 24 hours. And these were from IT professionals. This is not Yahoo Answers. Every professional has a profile linked to them. And with every profile, it has recommendations. It has where they worked, what their title is, where they went to school. It has a summary of them. So it is a very, very trusted and comfortable network for you to now begin asking questions and getting answers from. There's also this company directory. And just like in Facebook, if you have a fan page and you have access to certain demographic information as to the types of people that are joining your fan page, the company directory on LinkedIn is fascinating because whenever someone joins LinkedIn, they're including all this information. So if you wanted to find out the three most recent hires at a company, that information is on the LinkedIn company's directory. If you want to find out the most common title in a company, that information is in the LinkedIn company directory. If you want to find out recent promotions. So for people in business that are used to using OneSource or Hoovers.com, LinkedIn company's database now is now a significant source of information. And it's free to register your own company, very, very easy to do so. LinkedIn also has some applications, and I won't go through all of them. You do have the ability to actually monitor buzzwords on Twitter within LinkedIn. They have an application. They have a SlideShare application. You can import your blog. I'll just give one tip at the very end on the applications. And I just want to go through this one case study here.
Almost 30 years.
We have this network, which is our asset. And just by plugging ourselves into LinkedIn while connecting with all of our network that we've you know built over our career, it can be a very, very powerful thing. When the need arises, we can now be found very, very easily. It's a very, very simple thing to do. And this is, you know, the case studies of successful marketing on LinkedIn. It's a lot of this. It's professional networking. It's a virtual chamber of commerce. It's a virtual exhibition. You go to an exhibition and network with other professionals from your industry. You're looking for opportunities. LinkedIn is that in a virtual sense. It has a very stodgy feel to it, but actually